1190 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With the blessing of King Charles to form a government now achieved, Labour leader Keir Starmer has officially become the Prime Minister of Great Britain, ending 14 years of Conservative rule. Rishi Sunak, the outgoing Prime Minister, offering his resignation to King Charles. Hurricane Beryl has made landfall just northeast of Tulum, Mexico. Maximum sustained winds now 110 miles an hour, making it a Category 2 storm. The government's June employment report is due in about an hour from the Labor Department. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
Employers created 272,000 jobs in May. The June report is expected to show a gain of 190,000, still historically strong, but much smaller, and a sign that the economy may be starting to cool. Look for the jobless rate to remain 4%.
The economy, one of the big issues in the presidential campaign. President Biden expected to talk about it during campaign stops in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today. The president also talking about last week's debate performance with ABC's George Stephanopoulos today. This is ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade. And if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Donald Trump wants to undo all he's done for black Americans.
I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things to the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for black and minority communities as the man on the moon does.
Biden says he's appointed black leaders to high positions in government and fostered a boom in black-owned businesses. Biden campaigns in Madison Friday. The leader of the Universities of Wisconsin's second biggest school is stepping down. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says he plans to return to his faculty position in UWM's business school next spring. Mone was chancellor for 10 years.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Safety experts are stressing the importance of handling fireworks responsibly today. Joe Ullery reports.
Fire Chief Trevor Hash warns against using illegal fireworks because of the dangers they pose. Injuries are less common now thanks to awareness, but there still will likely be injuries.
They're not as common because of things like what you're doing right now. The awareness of you don't want to go out there and touch the dud. You know, you want to have an adult set them off and have a big perimeter.
Last year, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission reported around 10,000 fireworks-related injuries and 8 fatalities in the nation. Hash reminds everyone that fireworks can easily ignite nearby structures, vegetation, and clothing, leading to severe burns, lacerations, and eye injuries. Keep children at least 100 feet away and never let them handle fireworks. I'm Joe Ullery.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Dodgers Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers are in L.A. to open a 3-game holiday weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Milwaukee's still in first place with a 6-game lead over St. Louis in the NL Central. The Dodgers in first place in the West with a 6.5-game lead over the Padres. Tonight will be the debut of 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale, picked up in that trade earlier this week with Tampa Bay, against the Dodgers veteran righty Taylor Glasnow, who played for the Rays and the Pirates before that. Last night in Denver, the Brewers' bats went cold. They lost 4-3 to the Rockies, who had jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. And although the Rockies are in last place, they managed to split the 4-game series with the Brewers. Pat Murphy after the loss.
There was a ton of opportunities tonight, I think, and a couple miscues defensively that cost us, but it's tough to have the intensity every night, but we do keep it close, and you catch me 15 minutes after the game, I'm going to be disappointed.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high right around 73 this afternoon. Tonight, rain will end. It'll gradually clear overnight. Our low 59. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, as well as Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, thank you very much.
Come on. Welcome back. It's a great day.
We got some texts. Are awesome. That is the most Mino thing ever.
Right.
I was starting to feel bad. I didn't get an invite. John, we need to hear the lady made for this. I'd like to know why you're closing my street down for a bleeping radio show. That was a true story about a lady that called a TV station. Me and Nick used to play that all the time on our show. It was recorded because we used to play it all the time. We had to clean up. I'd like to know why you're preempting my soap opera for the bleeping space shuttle. The only one better than that would be Scott Vency. The one time he played us a message he got from a guy who didn't like it. He's like, hi, this is Scott Vency. Leave me a message. Yeah, that sounds like you. Why don't you... You got three favorite teams, Bayport, so-and-so, and so-and-so. Why don't you get a job and get a life? You're a moron.
I think that's...
Got another one. Happy anniversary. I'm dying laughing, Sharon. Thank you, Sharon, one of my favorite people. A good challenge. We total miles biked in 1 month now that John has a bike. I need an odometer, though. I got to get me an odometer, and I'd like an odometer and possibly a basket.
That's actually a good one.
Yes.
Let's put that under consideration.
Okay.
Miles biked in 1 month.
Yes. But you know, can I just say one thing, though?
Yeah.
Your win today on the weight challenge has to come with a bit of an asterisk.
What?
You've got a professional trainer.
They're open to anybody.
He's a professional trainer, Jim. Me, I'm out on the Fox Trail dying. People are trying to offer me water, trying to... Tell me to sit in the shade.
The shelter's over there.
I actually sat at St. Francis. Is it St. Francis?
Yes.
I actually sat at St. Francis's shrine a little bit yesterday. Yeah.
Todd, did you hear this lame excuse for the Welch on
being,
the bet?
Todd being Todd, I think he would be on my side.
No,
of this.
Go ahead, Todd.
I didn't hear it, so Jim filled me up.
Okay. Johnny said there should be an asterisk next to my
me losing the $100 weight loss bet.
My victory. Because I have a personal trainer. And I'm like, John, you could have one too. You could have gone to a fat farm. There's a lot of stuff you could have done, but instead you chose to.
Okay, I don't like the term fat farm.
I was just going to say, is that politically correct?
I don't think that's politically correct at all.
I think that's what
I'm offended.
Called.
No,
I think that's what they're called.
In about the 1960s. Yeah, 50s, 60s, Todd. Where did that one end? 1969. Oh, here it is. Radio rules. Never use the term fat farm. Ever. You will be off the air. You'll be banned.
John, that's what they're called.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
Oh, my.
I don't think they call them that anymore, Jim.
No. But when you sent people away that couldn't control their,
weight loss facilities?
Yes.
Weight loss clinics?
Right. That's exactly.
Health clinics? Nobody uses that term. That's so derogatory and demeaning. And for you to use that term towards me that's where I should go, I'm offended.
Okay, fat farm. Fat camps for adults. 5-star experience at this fat farm. It's right here. Right here, Johnny. Yeah, this one's in Appleton. You could go to that. All exclusive weight loss camp. I agree that that's better. I just want to say when
there is no place. You will not find a single entity, a place that calls itself a fat farm.
Premier Fitness Camp.
There you go.
All I'm saying is when I Googled fat farm, came up right away. Nobody said like wasn't blocked. Oh, you know, you can't say this. I think there's some other words.
Well, you can put a lot of stuff in there. It doesn't mean it's right to.
Right.
Award-winning all-inclusive weight loss. What do they do at fat farms? Okay, let me keep looking
here.
Yeah,
please do. I will pay you an extra $100 if you can find some place that calls itself a professional entity that calls itself a fat farm. And then I will go to it. How's that?
Wow. Fat farm is a...
That's a what, Jim?
No.
It's
weight loss resorts. It's weight loss resorts.
Oh, it's a resort.
Oh, a resort.
Resort.
Not a farm.
I happen to call things the way I see them.
Wow. How did I last a year?
How did I last 16?
Oh, my God.
How about fat camp? Will you give me that?
No.
You can't, no.
Can't
fat camp is for you. If you want to be around people with bodies that look like yours. This is an ad, Johnny. I'm reading it. It's called Fat Camp. www.fatcamptreat. Fat Camp Retreat. Fat Camp Retreat. It's Fat Camp Retreat.
All of a sudden, a radio has gone from professional at 6 o'clock to him spelling out words and trying to say sentences.
Oh my God. Now he's showing me pictures. Do I look like that?
No.
Jim.
No.
My God.
I didn't think it was that offensive.
We got a text from Todd of Green Bay. He wanted to send you guys something special. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Here it comes. Let me play it for you.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you, Todd. That was very nice.
Yes.
I needed
thoughtful.
That.
Yes. Me wow. Too, now that we're... Okay.
Well, you know what? I would go to a camp because I'm probably 40 pounds overweight. For my height versus whatever. But my height's always off. And I always talk about my legs. There's like, I've always won teddy bears at fairs when they try to guess my weight. Because they always think it's less than I am. So, you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. So anyway, we'll give a prize. If anybody can help us out with texting here, what would be a better term for a place I should go to than fat farm that Jim says? Just because I lost the bet with him, even though I almost killed myself with heat prostration yesterday trying to lose as much weight as possible. Yeah.
I'll give you credit for wrestling. The rubber suit, you know, X-Lax, whatever.
You know what
it
I ate yesterday? Like, I ate a turkey burger with no bun, just turkey burger.
Wow.
I eat those now instead of hamburgers.
They're
good.
That's a good step.
But they're delicious. And yeah. I had those roasted vegetables that I bought from Costco.
Those. Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, you like those.
Yeah.
That's all I ate.
But I was telling Todd that the reason I don't want to delve into another weight loss program at this time is I like to grill, right?
I know.
And I've got the hot dog bars, you know, where you got the chili and the cheese and onions and relish and all that. I like to do those.
You know what I think put me over the edge in the bad way? Huh. That soup you gave me.
Yeah, that soup was
it's like
he's been sabotaging you this whole time, John. Who's been force feeding you food?
No question. But it's so funny yesterday. I'm like, oh man, that was healthy. I mean, it's all seafood. Well, a lot of cream, a lot of butter, bacon.
It's true. You're like, was there bacon in there? I'm like, yeah. That was the salt, though. I didn't like add
so salt, I retained salt, I think, is what happened to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
and that's why I tried to sweat it all out yesterday.
John could go to the YMCA. It's walking distance from him. There you go. That's a text from one of our listeners.
I'm not a Y guy.
I'm not a Y.
You know my problem? I end up talking to people too much.
That was why.
That's
the
my number one downtown problem. I'll run into somebody. Hey, how you? And then I end up talking more than working out.
She did my job. You go there and complaints about this.
I know.
Complaints about parking tickets. It's like,
you got this text. This day just keeps getting better and better.
I hope so. Can't go really the other way. Yes.
I want to come up with a proper name for. I don't even like to use the term. This is the last time I'm ever going to say these words, fat farm, again, that you use towards me, saying that's what I should go to.
All right.
You know what I'd like to do, though? We need a health Mark Houston. Is Mark coming in today?
Friday is his day.
Okay. Here's what we need
to do. No, listen to me.
We need to do, because this is exactly what we...
I'm becoming like him.
We need to do... Either a height weight ratio,
okay,
or a BMI index.
Yep,
that's the key.
BMI index.
Yes, BMI index.
That height weight. There's three types of body structure. It's so height weight
and
BMI.
My big thighs throw me off the skew.
Okay, because it's like, come on, doc, how much taller do I have to get? So no, let's
to match my weight.
Right,
yes,
to fit the
chart. I think I'd have to be 6'6".
BMI. That's fair.
What do you guys think about that biking challenge, though?
I'm in. I'm all for it.
I like that idea.
Yeah,
it,
but because
that's not weight loss. That's just exercise.
Yes,
that's cardio.
But I gotta get an odometer.
We have to get the same odometer.
Oh my god.
Yes.
You don't even trust me on that.
Nope. Those odometers that you put them on your spoke, right? And it just ticks it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I had one on my bike. I told you I had the most tricked out bike. I had the basket, which because I was an athlete,
and the balloons.
Had the Had the basket. Had an odometer. Had a light. I was tricked out. And that was cool
tricked
in those days.
Out.
Yeah.
We would not have referred to that as tricked out where I grew up. Well, we may have taken your lunch money.
Anyway. Joke's on you.
No, I'm okay with that. The odometer thing, I don't want to use our phones because I don't know if I'd really buy that they can track the distance. But if we get the same odometer, we install them at the exact same time.
Yes.
Okay, I would be okay. I'd be up for that.
Where to get an odometer from? I haven't seen one of those in a lot of years.
Me either.
Okay. And who's going to install it? I don't know how to install it.
No, me either.
All right.
Maybe you could get the folks from the Bike Collective to help us out. The Flukies can probably help us.
The Flukies.
Or George.
Flukies.
George, right down here at the Broken Spoke. George, he's a good guy.
I don't know George.
George's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
I like that challenge.
And he should advertise with us, too.
I like the challenge.
Well, maybe he'll advertise, and he'll be the sponsor of this challenge between the two of you.
George not only sells great bikes, or we can go to the Sweet Chills over at, what's the place on Broadway? You know, the doctors own that, those ophthalmologists.
I don't know.
That's very popular bike.
Okay. Anyway,
one of those two guys should sponsor it. But what I like about both those entities, they not only sell bikes... They promote bike activities. George is the one who does that fat tire thing in the winter.
Oh, okay.
He does that. And there's just a lot
of... I would love to do that. Those are expensive, though.
Yeah. Those are.
I mean, you could buy a snowmobile and have no effort for the same price.
But, okay, so that's what we're going to do. So we can't start this today because we don't have the odometers installed.
Yeah. And I'm going on vacation next week, so I don't want to have...
I'm cooking brats for probably... I got kids are coming home, and I'm going to have a lot of parties this next couple of weeks. So.
Why don't we start at mid-July,
okay?
And then we'll run it through the end of summer.
I like it.
All right.
I will reach out to George. Okay. I will go see him, not after this show, because I got something to do.
But can we also do this? Can we also do this, Todd? $50 bet. Because I still got to feed the starving kids.
Yep.
You don't care. I know that, Jim.
It's obvious.
So, yeah, very obvious. Former mayor hates starving kids. But anyway, here's what I want to do. When Mark Houston comes in, Mark, if you're listening, can you bring in one of those BMI gauges?
And some literature on...
On what?
Because there's no
weight loss.
They refer people to
fat farms. We got a quick break. Back.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9. 9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on our one-year anniversary show, which has turned out to be a disaster.
Well,
to be honest. Yeah. Okay, now Sharon, one of my favorite people, who's a parking attendant. If you're working, could you come down to our area and take the bags off the parking meters that were installed because of our anniversary show that Jim organized several months ago and forgot to cancel?
Yeah. Sharon or Chris Pierlot, if you're listening, you're the director.
Do you want us to do it? Should we just run out and take them off? Or
I don't know. That's going to be hard to do. You got to. Clips are.
Oh,
no,
okay. They're just tied on there or something.
No,
okay.
No, they're.
Could you do that and we apologize?
And we can let people park. But still, you got 40 minutes because.
Before the meters would kick in.
Right.
Yeah. If you could do that, Sharon.
And if you want to maybe, well, I'll tell you what you could do as an anniversary gift is just leave us a couple of bags.
A couple of weeks.
We could park there.
Yeah, leave us a couple of bags. I like that. I think that's a really great idea. You know what I was thinking about yesterday, though? I'm going to be honest. Oh, we got a text here. I would think Jim could get the Department of Public Works to install your odometers. Good point. Good point.
That's possible. Mm-hmm. They are good people over there. Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, when I was going down the Fox River Trail yesterday.
Yeah. Did you buy a pass? Or you were walking?
I was walking.
Okay, you're walking. Take your bike.
But I looked. I read the sign. I'd never read the sign before.
Yeah. That people don't read signs.
I never read the sign.
You know why they don't read signs?
Why?
Because there's too many of them.
Okay. So anyway, I'm gonna get one, though. I'm going to get a season pass. So I think that'd be great to go in the fall, especially, too. You know,
it's $20.
I mean, I love it. I shouldn't say it. I'd like to do bad things to those geese.
No.
I know. But they stand there and they just look at you
they
won't
arrogant.
Move.
Wow.
And it's just, and you know what I do when I go by? I go, rah, rah,
yeah,
rah.
No, they don't rah, there.
And they won't move. I swear to God, they just look at me.
They're
like,
got an
really?
Attitude.
You want some?
Yeah,
want some
right.
of this?
You want some of this?
Yeah. And you got to go off the trail to get around them. They won't move. And they open their mouth like they're going to bite you.
Yeah.
They won't move.
They stare you down.
They
too.
Stare you down. But I try to talk to them in their language.
Yeah.
Rah, that's, rah, yeah. Rah, and no, they won't move.
Yeah.
I mean, there's goose crap all over the trail. That can't be healthy for anybody, is it? I mean, you get that on your shoes and you get diseases.
But there's, yeah, well, I don't know about that.
No,
but
you
I
get
just,
diseases from goose crap. I know that. Bad diseases.
Like planter's foot.
Planter warts.
Yeah, warts, whatever you said.
There's okay. a lot right, of stuff right, you can right. get from that. But anyway, what I'm saying is.
What?
I'm going to buy a pass.
Yes, you should. You should. But we have to work.
I got to read this text. What? You guys had so much content and time to cover a week's worth of shows. How in the bleep did you bomb this show? Give that a bell, Tom.
I know. We did have time. We didn't jump off science. Could have had special guests. Could have had a band. Could have had a ping pong ball drop.
Right, cheese curds.
Right, cheese curds. It was all in the makings. But
it's all there for the taking.
All right.
We had the street shut off.
We got part of it done, John.
I can't even imagine. I mean, when they were out there with the sawhorses, the city bus had to stop.
Yeah.
City bus had to come to a stop.
We had to leave them around.
Yeah.
We had to take them. All right. Okay, well, live and learn. All right, so
no big deal. We used to shut down North Washington Street all the time in the mornings during rush hour, all the time. Nobody ever complained. I know.
I'm still sweating and because I'm still like nervous about that whole thing.
I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, I mean, they could charge us.
No, they won't.
Dear Mr. Michaels, we're here to inform you that due to the actions of Jim Schmidt, we will be fining the radio station.
$10,000. Give us the forward address for Civic Media in Madison, Wisconsin.
I did copy Todd on the email. So, yes. All right. Okay. Communication, Johnny. It's the business we're in.
Communication is the business that we're in. Yeah. Wow. Right. Free degree or disagree. Who did that song?
I didn't know that was
something.
A song.
Yeah, it is. That's the thing about love. That's the thing about love. Education is a matter. You don't know that song?
No.
There's a really popular song in the 70s.
Yeah. Todd would know it. I don't.
The things we do for love. The things we do for love.
Yeah.
Walking in the rain and the snow, and there's no place to go, and you feel like your heart is crying.
It's kind of like you sing it to a different melody. That's why I didn't recognize it.
Well, every song doesn't have to be exactly the same, Jim.
No, I'm just, no, John.
If you know music, you'd know that things, you know,
that's not what
things get changed once in a while.
I'm saying, when you sing it, they get changed. Okay, what do we want to do here? So we've been on a year.
Yeah.
And one of our great advertisers is Pello.
Yeah,
and the way that happened, I've told you this story before, but I was at a party on July 4th.
I was at a party once.
Pool party. And
I've never been to a pool party, though.
It's a great party, and it's an annual thing. Okay. And Mike Kalowertz was there, and he says, what are you doing now? And I said, hey, get this. Last week started a radio show with John Mino. Oh, yeah, he's awesome. I'm like, well, no, I don't know about that. But I did start a radio show with John Mino. He says, look, send us some advertising information because I like both you guys. Mm-hmm. And they've been a great sponsor.
Sponsors.
Really, they have.
Fantastic.
Been. And a couple reasons. One is he does like you and me. But I've also been a huge fan of their product since, oh, my God, I can't believe how 20 years ago. But we've had those guys in those old houses to fix up. Are not cheap, right? So you kind of maybe two or three windows a year. It's hard to do all 20
Absolutely.
Windows in 1 year. You'd have to take out a pretty good sized loan for that. So anyway, we worked with Pello, and then they did our doors and our windows, and then our third floor, because we live in an old house, they put the arches on the windows.
Nice.
That is not, you can't buy that.
No, that's not custom.
At Menards. You couldn't. And they came in and they really designed it, really. And you've been over there, but
once
it's just whatever. But you know, to do arched windows fits the neighborhood, and they did that. They're the ones who came and said, "Look, you want to make these windows arch?" I'm like, "Do I? Absolutely!" And they showed us some drawings and said, "You could do this, you could do that. Wood, you could do vinyl, which we wouldn't do, and then wood, which we did do." And we really it added a lot to our house. We didn't do it because it was a great investment, but it did help the value of our house, I'm sure. But we're not going anywhere.
Hey, Todd. You know, we're talking about the one time I went to his house for his Christmas party.
Yeah, the one time I was there.
Yeah,
sure.
One time he was really nice. He let me park my car over there.
Yeah. Okay, that's right.
And Donna's the nicest person in the world. Person in the world.
And Jim, I like you and I love you as a brother, but I don't know how you ended up with that.
Nice,
she is so nice.
Most calm person.
People
just
say that.
Reasonable, just nice and just.
Oh my gosh, she is an angel.
Yeah. And anyway.
People say that.
So anyway. And she's like, hey, say hello to Jim. He's inside. I got to go. So I go up and I ring the doorbell. No answer. Knock on the door. I hear Milton there. And I hear him go, shh,
not true.
Swear to God, true story. And that reminds me of the time. You know what that reminded me
I
of?
I was sleeping.
You know what that reminded me of, Todd? It reminded me of the time when on Halloween, it was during a Packer game, and I was living in Alloway, and they used to do it on like Sunday afternoons at like 3.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay? And I ran out of candy. Well, I'm not going to go to the store to get during a Packer game.
Right.
So my basement, you know, it was in my basement type thing with the window, and I had the Packer game on, and kids were, you know, ringing the bell. Trick or treat. And I heard a kid was looking at and goes, the TV's on. Somebody must be home. This is no lie. I got down. I like low crawled like an army guy and got behind the couch. And I was peeking around the couch to watch because these kids got their faces up to my window. They're knocking. Mr. Mino.
John,
I think he's there. I can see the TV on.
Yeah,
Mr. Mino, trick or treat. And I'm laying behind the couch trying to watch the game. That's what it reminded me of when I knocked in your door that day to see if you wanted to have a cup of coffee.
I'm not even sure of the two of you at this point. I'm not even sure which one's more screwed up after this morning with Jim and now that story. About you.
I just got a text from one of my all-time great listeners. Meet Mama, we used to call her. She said, I laughed on my way to work. Reminds me of the good old days when you did your show for an anniversary show outside your old station and you had your old boat, the Fossil, delivered.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember I told you guys I had a boat?
Yeah.
I had a boat. It was a wooden boat. It was a beautiful boat. I loved that boat.
All right.
We're going to send a quick break. Mal cars are in the house. Back after this. It's the only way to live in
cars. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking down parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how Wednesday's ruling will be applied. There's more law enforcement out on the water this holiday weekend, making sure people are boating sober. Savannah Tomei Olson has more on Operation Dry Water.
Please be careful on the water this weekend. Since the project began in 2009, law enforcement has gotten more than 6,000 drunk boaters off the water. The DNR says wear life vests and have a designated driver. Alcohol is a leading factor in boating deaths. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. While President Joe Biden is campaigning in Madison today, fellow Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin will be in Northeast Wisconsin for her statewide Fired Up for Tammy tour. She will make appearances in Marinette and Brown County today. Baldwin's campaign says the tour was planned for weeks and announced before Biden's visit to Madison was announced. Alcohol consumption is part of the culture of Wisconsin, but Sober Green Bay is working to cultivate sober-friendly spaces in the community. John Plageman.
There's a lot of us here, and what we're trying to promote is not only people that are in recovery, but people that are sober in general. I think the sobriety movement misses people that choose sobriety, whether it's religious, health, or just don't want to drink.
Coming up Tuesday, July 9th, Sober Green Bay and the Green Bay Rockers are hosting Slide Into Sobriety Night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high right around 73 this afternoon. Tonight, rain will end. It'll gradually clear overnight. Our low 59. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Earl Ingram.
Tune in to the show Friday for my regular conversation with my good friend Sandy Williams. We'll talk about the 4th of July, my interview with President, and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Hey, we got a legitimate announcement we have to make here. It's from the Green Bay Police Department. Green Bay Police Department is on scene of a disturbance in the 1300 block of East Mason Street. Is currently asking the public to avoid the immediate area and find alternate routes of travel. 1300 block of East Mason Street between South Irwin and South Baird temporarily closed due to this incident, which was reported just before 6:15 this morning. Says the media, please just go to South Baird and East Mason. Further details will be released when available. But once again, the Green Bay Police Department on the scene of disturbance, 1300 block East Mason Street, right now, asking the public to avoid the area, find alternate routes of travel. So South Irwin and South Baird both closed right now. So
busy street.
Wow.
This time of the morning, that's too bad. I'm sure the disturbance
that's not good.
They'll keep that under control.
So I got the Malcors here. We just got back from Alaska.
Yeah.
So I was doing my fundraising thing where I was going to bring bottles to Michigan.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys bring in a bottle of Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Which is really, really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Okay. Remember when you and I were talking that our families are from the same area in Italy?
Yeah.
Do you remember where I told you my mom was from?
No.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, okay? Bergamo.
Okay, yeah.
Where's that Pellegrino you mean? Look at the label. Check out the label.
See, now I got to get on my cheaters. This isn't good radio. It's,
no.
I got to get my cheaters.
Right there.
Yes.
Look at that.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Huh.
Bergamo, Italy is where it's made. And that's where mom's from.
It's the source.
Yeah. And here we're both looking up Belgium. Yeah.
Look at that.
How funny is that?
Huh. Who knew?
She buys stock. They always tell
you. How you guys doing?
Buy local.
We're doing good.
Did you hear about our dilemmas today?
Yes.
I did.
We saw the pictures. Yeah. Well, happy anniversary, by the way.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
Got some good text here. Thank you for the best morning show. I look forward to listening every day. You guys are the best. Happy 1 year. Another text. Wasn't the fossil loaded with Schlitz and beef jerky sticks? Yeah. So I've always wanted a boat.
Sure.
And there's nothing I enjoy. It's just like with cars, the older, the better. You know, you just love the class. So a guy gave me a boat. In fact, I think his son or daughter was in our daughter's classes over at the school at Notre Dame and stuff. But anyway, here's the deal. It was this beautiful wooden boat.
Sure.
Chris Craft, would it be a Craftsman or Chris Craft? It was like from the Ford. It actually had the flag in the back was a 48 star flag.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Beautiful.
What was the engine?
It's my dream. I don't know. It was inboard, though. Or outboard. One of the two. But anyway. I don't know.
Did it ever hit the water?
It's one of those squirrel cage designs.
Here's the deal. The guy said it's been on dry dock for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So you need to kind of restore it. A lot of sand it all down. You might have to caulk some things or whatever. You know, all those kind of things. I'm like, great. That's a great winter project. Yeah. But it won't fit my garage.
Yeah.
So a guy said, hey, you want me to store it for you? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Never. Don't know what happened. All of a sudden, somebody told my daughter or something, said, hey, my friend so-and-so said the boat's awesome. It's going up and down the Fox. So somebody basically commandeered my boat. But I was going to use
it's
it
like
for
a
my...
pirate.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I was going to use it for my radio show. And yes, we were going to load it with Schlitz beer and beef jerky. And that was going to be our whole cruise.
Sounds like a horrible next morning.
I was going to have sunset cruises on my boat, the Fossil. Yeah.
Fossil.
My buddy Nick, he even wrote a song about it to the tune of Edmund Fitzgerald. which got some controversy. But anyway, I still remember the classic line.
I think I go back to, did it hit the water? Did it float?
Yeah. And the line I remember most was, the searchers all say it would have made Eshwabame if they put just 1 mile behind her.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So somebody remembers the boat, the fossil.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, and it always makes a good morning show when things like that happen.
Oh,
right?
My Lord. But when we saw, I mean, Todd and I both looked at each other, and it wasn't like a funny thing. It was like, oh, no.
I know.
I mean, we were like, because, yeah. But when we came, it's so funny this morning. I'm walking in down the sidewalk, and there's Jim going that way, heading north. He's like, where's he going? It's like, I might be like, was that Jim? And then he waved, and then he turns around. I said, "Why? What are you doing?" I said, "You're going north." He goes, oh, the parking meters are all shut off. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on. He says, because we're anniversary show. I forgot to tell him not to do it.
I know. Well, I think they still have covers on them.
I know.
They
do. Yeah. I know.
And we they just do. Walked we, by them.
They, I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll fix it.
Oh, yeah, we'll fix it. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Ben, Indiana, Matt, how you doing?
We're doing good.
I know you went to Alaska. You got some sun in Alaska.
I know. That's what Todd said.
Yeah.
We did hike. We did
We did. Okay.
Yeah,
we did a lot of hiking.
We went to Glacier Lake. I mean, honestly, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. The whole state should be a state park.
See, like I said, I was there twice for basketball tournaments.
Sure.
And you don't really get a chance. But I was in Anchorage and what's the further one? What's it called? The Top of the World Classic. Fairbanks.
Oh, okay.
And I thought the same thing. It's like, if I ever did this again, I mean, which I won't, but it's like, I would have wanted to stay an extra week. Okay, tournament's over, and then explore.
Yeah.
Because, like, my hotel room, I'm looking out, and there's this big, huge, snow-covered mountain.
Yeah.
And these, you know, these little planes, and I've always wanted to be a bush pilot.
Sure.
I've always wanted to be a bush pilot.
These constant. Little bush,
yes!
It's crazy.
And I thought, my God, is this nice?
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance, and you guys had a chance to explore it.
Yeah.
You looked out the window and saw that snow-covered mountain, that was probably Mount Delaney, which is the tallest mountain in the United States.
Might have been.
Yeah.
It was. Okay.
It was.
It was big.
It's the tallest.
Was that Mount Everest? Is that what you said?
No.
It's actually Mount McKinley.
Oh.
No.
It got renamed. It got renamed back to Denali.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
It was Mount McKinley for a while and then got renamed back to its original
name.
Yeah, which was Denali.
Yes. What did McKinley do that he lost it? I thought he was a good guy, wasn't he?
It's an article he said some stuff about.
But a fat farmer? Did you hear that one today?
No.
Oh, so, okay. So yesterday, I don't know if you follow me on Facebook. I did a thing. So we had 100.
Is it bad if I say no?
No.
I think more highly of you.
I'm sure it would be
pretty unanimous.
So here's the deal. Today's our 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
So we had a $100 bet on who would lose the most weight in 1 year.
Because we weighed in last year on our first day of work.
And he wrote it down.
I wrote it down. It's in my book.
Yeah. I would imagine you guys did exceptional at this.
Phenomenal. So anyway, it hasn't been a good summer
Ben,
for
though,
me.
Tell Ben, though, that we started, first it was like a 2 month. And it was like whoever lost the most weight. Was it a 1 month? Was it a 1 month?
I don't remember.
It was 1 month. It was 1 month. Whoever lost the most weight had to pay the other guy's charity $100. Sure.
So mine was to feed the starving children, which is something I think is important.
A great
and Jim was, I was like, I do a homeless shelter.
That's not true. Homeless shelter. So what happened? And we had to go to legal consulting on this one.
Wow.
So we weighed in. Johnny and I weighed in. It's the same weight. And not the same weight. We weighed in. And then 30 days later, it was like whoever lost the most weight had to pay the other person's charity $100. Fine. So we weighed in. And Johnny gained 4 pounds. And
I didn't.
And I gained 6. All I know is we both gained weight. So I said the bet was
void. Oh, after the first 2 months. Yeah. But don't you see? Here's the other.
You guys were playing the long game.
Hey, Donald Trump, quiet. We're having a debate here. Mute his mic.
Oh, no.
So anyway, here's the deal. So yes, it was 2 months, okay?
Yeah.
And we did weigh in. And I did gain 4 pounds.
Sure.
He gained 6. I still think I won the bet.
No, null and void. You guys are realtors. You're realtors.
What did the contract say? Is it written?
Whoever loses the most weight. Johnny, I don't know why you keep fighting.
But I gained less than him.
Yeah, you gained less.
That wasn't the bet.
I'm going to go with you, Jim, on this one.
Agreed.
As you should, because we sat at the Christmas party across on a table from us was a lawyer. And we asked him, and he's like, there's nobody won that bet because
it's worded. It can't be fair.
He was actually a judge.
Realtors in your contract.
Yeah. You know there's a workout facility right here.
Don't even get me started. So anyway, so here's the deal. So then we extended it to the 1 year anniversary.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were going to have this big show in his mind. He was going to have a helicopter flying over, dropping ping pong
balls. I booked a band.
The street had a band.
I did.
Food vendors.
I did.
Everything.
Okay. Food vendors, a band.
Wow.
So anyway, so today was going to be a win. So I haven't had a great summer even though I bought a bike. But you heard what happened in that,
bought
right?
It last week.
No,
you know, I saw your post about the storms. You were going to go out.
Yeah, but then, I couldn't because
yeah,
of the
storms. You couldn't because yeah. of the storms.
But no, but I bought 20 years I've been talking. I got to buy a bike. 20 years. Yeah. Yeah. I go down from the what's it called? The cooperative? Bike cooperative?
Collective, right?
Collective.
The bike, the Green Bay Bike
Bought a used bike, but a real cool bike. Yeah. Like a mountain bike. Took it out the first day. Ah, my thighs were pretty sore because I mean, you know, remember? Yeah,
sure.
I'm going out the next day. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to go a lot of miles.
Yeah.
I get stopped by park rangers and get a ticket.
Oh, you didn't buy a pass.
I didn't buy a pass.
On the Fox River Trail?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's free in the city. That's the county that finds
sure.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. When you get out there.
I know. I know.
So anyway. Too far. That you was were too eager. Yeah.
So that was going to be my weight loss thing.
Yeah.
So here we are yesterday. It's like, oh my God. I checked my skill at home. It's like, I got it. Okay. So heat index was 98 degrees yesterday. We had, what's your buddy's name from Western that we had on yesterday?
Tad.
And we're talking, he was a wrestler, and Jim was, and we're talking about all the ways wrestlers used to go crazy to make
weight. Water weight.
So what did I do? I went out yesterday, 1 hour and 47 minutes in the heat of the day, walked 12,400 steps.
Wow.
Okay?
You did.
This is no lie. I mean, it's all water weight. I know that, but that's what wrestlers, doesn't matter.
Sure,
When I stepped to my scale, and I was naked, so it wasn't like whatever. But I'm just saying.
I just hate when he says that.
I know. I feel like that's TMI.
I win the bet. When he tells me that story, I throw up. So I'm just saying it was going to be legitimate because after you do it, and if you go in your sweaty clothes, that's like an extra 4 pounds.
Oh, you're right.
Absolutely.
And when you make weight, 1 pound, half a pound could be the difference between you wrestle or you don't wrestle.
Yeah, you were like a UFC fighter.
Yes, exactly. Thank
Weighing
you.
Weighing in.
So when I got on the scale right before I went, I was 230 pounds.
Okay? Sure.
When I got back, I was 225.5.
Wow.
Oh, 4.5 pounds of water weight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm thinking, I got this.
Yeah.
I hardly ate anything last night, didn't drink anything except water, the whole thing. What?
No, it's just, you're right. I keep going.
So we come in, and I still lose the bet.
By just a little bit.
I mean, right? The whole time, Mark Hewson, who comes to mind all the time from Bell and Sports Medicine, was talking about how dangerous heat index can be.
Oh, and absolutely.
You know, you're frying your insides, your body. And I was thinking, I know I'm frying the insides of my body.
Risk is
life. But I'm losing my. And all I kept thinking, I was like, when you got a big, big fatty steak in the grill, and you see that fat just kind of ooze out and
it just sizzle.
That's what I felt like I was doing to myself in a good way.
Yeah.
And I still lost the bet.
I was feeling it too. We were on staging at home yesterday and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything sticking to you.
Yeah. That was a hot, humid day yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's why I did it. I wore a black t-shirt to sweat more and the whole thing.
But what did you learn from that, Johnny? It's temporary. You need to go on
All I needed to do, Jim. Todd, what did I say as soon as I came in here this morning?
He did. He wouldn't even drink coffee.
I'm like, I'm never going to have a cup of coffee or anything yet because I want to weigh in beforehand. So I felt like a wrestler who's trying to make weight, and if I'm a pounder.
Anyway, so we've extended the bet now because, Johnny's got to give New Community Shelter $100, which is great.
Which is great.
It is.
And the kids will keep starving, which is fine, in Jim's opinion.
Wow. I love that charity. I've worked with that charity. I have worked with that charity. So we've extended the bet, and somebody sent in, we asked our listeners, what's the next bet? Then they said, who can bike the furthest in the next 60 days? And I think that's a cool bet.
Yeah.
But what we have to do is we're going to talk to George at Broken Spoke or those Schmichel Brothers.
Or the Flukies.
Or whatever. Says somebody to put.
We got to get odometers installed.
On our bikes.
Yeah.
I think both of you are wishing for rain.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but no, here's the part, though. Here's the part that's so horrible. So horrible.
On what?
So I said, there needs to be an asterisk next to that bet that we had because he hired a professional personal trainer.
Oh. I do. I go there 3 times a week. I go 10 o'clock and Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. What?
Yeah.
John could have hired. He
and he cooks for you all the time.
Thank you, Todd. And he cooks like these high carb things for me. Like, yesterday he gave me this big thing of spaghetti and rolls.
Oh, yeah.
He gave me this soup. It was, he goes, I made you some homemade seafood soup.
Seafood bisque.
Seafood bisque. And it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, this is so, look at me, health-wise, this is great. I go, what was in that? It was really tasty. He goes, a lot of cream, a lot of butter, a lot of bacon.
I like that it was a bisque. He does it right. Well, we were just saying, the last time we were here, I think there was breakfast cookies, and I was going to bring some breakfast brownies, but then totally forgot.
Well, today I eat them, But here's the deal, though. So this is the most offensive part of the day. Jeez. Not closing off Washington Street, but that's not the most He says, when I said about you got a purse, he goes, well, you can do that. Just go to the fat farm. When's the last time you heard the term fat farm?
It's been a while.
Oh. I don't even think that's politically
correct.
No.
Correct.
No. But
thank you.
We
got to start a break.
You guys know me. I call it the way I see it.
Yeah, okay. We got to start a break. The Malcor is in the house. We might talk real estate.
The guitar playing up downstairs. Sister sighing in her sleep.
More from the Mino and the Mayor Anniversary Show on the best of Mino and the Mayor on WGBW and WISS. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
It's a segment devoted to real estate, moving with the Malcors, Ben and Deanna Malcor. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Oh, our pleasure. Yeah.
You bet.
But I will say this, you brought in some great replacements.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
they were all great.
We enjoyed that.
Yeah. Really good.
Yes, yeah.
Really
yeah.
good.
Bastons are amazing.
Yep.
Yep. yep. So and is Rochelle.
I know.
Right. She was great.
She's our Southern Belle.
She was great. You guys, the people you brought in were awesome.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
In real estate, we actually, you know, Johnny and I are both realtors, but we even learned something from, how important that is. And, real estate is more than just a transaction of, as a matter of fact, I was out with somebody. They said, God, I wish I would have listened to your show before I bought my house. He did. I was at St. Brendan's with somebody last week, and he had said that. But there's just so much more to it than just the transaction of buy, sell. It's the inspection. It's the financing opportunities. It's everything.
Yeah.
Staging. I know you were doing that yesterday when I called and, there's just a lot more to real estate than just putting a sign in for
and she mentioned to the break, we're talking about the heat index.
Yeah.
Is there anything hotter than a house that people that's been vacant for like a few weeks this time of year when it's been closed up?
No air circulating.
Right. And I'll never forget my worst day in real estate, little house over here on the west side, and it'd been closed up and a lady had lived there and it was just this kind of weather. Okay. And we had to get, it smelled so bad of cat urine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the couch that was in there, just terrible.
Yeah.
But she must have got it put in when she put in this big bay window or something.
Okay.
It literally, and I used to work part-time as a mover when I was in, so I kind of know some of the, how impossible to get out. We had to take a handsaw and cut that thing in half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We had to cut it in half. It had to be 110 degrees in that house. This little house had been closed up for like a month and reeked so bad. You can't get rid of that smell.
No not until you strip out, the drapes, the carpet, the furniture, and, sometimes even paint the wall.
Sometimes they don't notice it.
They don't.
Oh, my gosh.
So we could never have showed that house if we didn't do all that stuff. I mean, those are the things that people think real estate, oh, my gosh, that's going to be the greatest job. They don't know the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
God. Hours and hours.
That's when we were on staging and putting everything back into the warehouse yesterday and kind of getting these couches on top of couches to stack. And the lady that I was doing it with was another realtor. And Nikki said, I should take our pictures because people have no idea. Both just sweat from head to toe.
Because people only see the pristine aspect.
It was not pretty whatsoever. But they do. Now we have, this is totally kind of somewhat off topic, but is it the ozone machine? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we've got an ozonator.
Yeah, so, some of those homes that have kind of a, if they smoke in the home, they had pets, cats. Cats are sometimes a little bit, that's a little harder to get rid of. But we have a machine.
Can I ask you something? Because I've never had a cat. Don't they pee in their litter boxes? Or do they just do it anywhere they want?
from the smell. I think they do it anyway. Right?
You're going to get some. No.
Okay. I'm mildly afraid of
cats. You're in the box here. You're in the box. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. They pretty much do what they will.
I think they know they rule.
They got an attitude. No.
What are you going to do?
Dogs go outside. Yeah. Which is where.
Yeah.
But this machine we can put in there for like 24 hours, I think. You can't. Nobody can be in the house.
Right. Oh, wow.
You shouldn't breathe it.
Yeah. You shouldn't breathe while.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
No, we use those for smoke. Yeah. We couldn't have animals in these. I used to sell some condos, but the smoke, people. And you can do a lot, like you said, you know, you can wash the drapes, but it still gets in there. And those machines are worth it, but it's 24 hours. Nobody can go in there.
No.
It must be a pretty heavy chemical, but once you do it, it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think back to like the smell with the carpets, and it's in the carpet. It's sometimes the subfloors, the drapes, the paint, you've got to repaint, seal that up.
I remember we bought our first house in Alloway. Very nice. Lady lived there, the whole thing, whatever. And, you know, put in the offer, got accepted, all excited, and she moved out, and we go there, and she'd had all of her pictures up still and everything, and now all of a sudden, you have this square, because she was such a heavy smoker, but you didn't realize, you just thought that was the color of the paint,
right?
Yeah.
It's like,
Wasn't there a comedian that kind of did that with the Blockbuster? Like, you can just see, they've taken the sign down.
Spelled in filth.
Yep, homes can get like that. It's amazing how fast that
happen. I saw a good thing. I'm on that thing from, you know, whatever things you get on the internet all the time, the notices from real estate and everything like that. I still get that. But one of the things a guy said that was pretty good, he said he'd been in business, I think, 36 years. And he said, you want to know one thing I've learned about real estate? He said, it's like the ocean. Sit and watch the waves come in, and that's what's going to happen now. And then the waves go out, and it all changes. And he said, that's the way real estate, people are getting so squirrely about, I'll never be able to buy a house. And the rates are so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, just ride it out, right?
Ride it out. Yeah. Everything changes. I mean, I think that's universal for everything.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean,
it's the long game. It's like investing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. So, and it's, you know, home prices, they'll probably always tick up. I mean, I think they can sit flat in a bad market for a while.
Sure.
I mean, hopefully we never get back to like 2007, 2008, but, you know, interest rates, they go up and down.
Absolutely.
You can always refinance.
And you always said in election year, things could happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much going on this
year. Right. So many moving parts.
It's going to get crazy.
What's going on? You tell me. Your show right here.
I know, right? Do we real estate?
Let's talk real estate. Ben and Dan Malcolm.
We got a whole 3 minutes.
Thanks for being here.
We'll sum up what we were going to talk about really quickly.
We get
a lot of people who, not that they're thinking of selling right away, but down the road, or maybe buyers that they're just closing on a house. They know they want to do some updates to it while they live in it. What are kind of the best updates that you're going to get your money out?
Perfect.
Going forward.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to start?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the one of the big ones is the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's ironic because we spend less and less time as Americans because we're so busy in the kitchen or at work and whatnot. So we don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. But yeah, the kitchen is a big one.
But we have big plans, too.
Everybody does.
I don't know. Really, is that true? I just love the kitchen.
You know what?
And my kids,
you're right.
We chill in the kitchen.
Every party
it's a gathering place.
Yeah. When our kids come over, we sit in the kitchen.
And we like to cook as a family. I like to cook, but you know, if you're doing, I just think to get the kids involved, it's just fun. We talk, and I'm surprised the kitchen would. I would put a lot of money into my kitchen, my next house.
You know what? The kitchen is one of the few places probably that you're going to get your money out.
Yeah.
You know, if you're putting in high-end appliances, people love that. They love granite or hard surfaces, whether it's quartz, granite. They love backsplashes. New, if your cabinets are old but really nice, just have them resurfaced, whether it's restained, repainted, whatever it is.
And that is one thing that can date a home really, really quickly when you walk in is the countertops and the cabinets in particular.
And the hardware
in
on
kitchen.
Right. But boy, people look at the kitchen.
Oh, it's
they do.
You know, one of the first things.
Right?
Yeah. Because you immediately are dreaming of all the people you're going to have over.
Right.
You're going to entertain. Yeah. Your family's going to be there. Christmas is going to be there.
You just mentioned something that people overlook. Hardware.
Yeah.
On cabinets can make such a difference.
Huge.
I mean, I've seen where people like just kind of, you know, classy things up a little bit. All they did was change the hardware and it gave the cabinets a different look.
Sometimes it's just changing the hardware and the pendant lighting.
All right. You guys stick around?
We'll use up
a little bit of your time here. Stick around. Malachar is in here. Ben and Deanna back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, as well as Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.